1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Film Fandango, the film podcast. My name's David Reed, and this is Marek Larwood. Hello, Marek Larwood.
My name is Marek Larwood.
Hello, Marek.
That is David Reed.
Hello.
I went to the cinema to see a film.
Sounds like the beginning of a poem.
Well,
I'll put you on the spot. Don't worry about it. No one wants that.
You put a lot of pressure on me. That's what happens. That's how to stop someone in their tracks.
Pressure.
Tell them that it sounds like a poem.
That sounds like the most amazing poem.
I went to see the much anticipated latest Coen Brothers film.
Yes, because of course the trailer came out for this and it was all very exciting.
I haven't even seen the trailer.
Oh, the trailer makes it look like the best Coen Brothers film ever. It looks very funny and charming and sort of magical. So tell me, is it everything I dreamed of?
It is nothing you dreamed of.
Oh, no. Okay, before we get into it, what is the story? What is the basic setup?
The story is that George Clooney, who is the most famous... it's all about sort of... It's quite in joke. It's all about the film industry.
Mm.
And it's sort of set in...
So like the 50s?
Yeah. And the... Josh Brolin plays this bloke called Eddie Mannix, who's sort of in charge of the studio and making everything run smoothly. George Clooney is the most famous actor he wants to get, who's halfway doing this Hail Caesar film.
Right.
And he gets kidnapped by a load of sort of communists who are unhappy with the way that writers are being paid.
Okay.
Meanwhile, there's a sort of other plot where this Western bloke called Hobie Doyle, who's a Western star, gets put in other films he's not suited for just because he's a famous person. The cast is incredible.
It's got a huge...
Josh Brolin, George Clooney, Ralph Fiennes, Scarlett Johansson, Tilda Swinton.
Channing Tatum,
Jonah Hill, Frances McDormand. Everyone in it is great. The cinematographer is Roger Deakins, who's been nominated for loads of Oscars. It looks, as usual, at the Coen Brothers films, it looks absolutely beautiful.
And from the trailer, it looked like they'd sort of evoke that 1950s Technicolor feel to it all as well.
Well, it's a film about studio, so they often go... There's a bit where it shows... They often go into film and do a scene from the film. So, stylistically, if you wanted an example of how to shoot... It's amazing, shooting all different sorts of films. Like Channing Tatum does a musical where he plays a sailor in the musical.
Yeah.
Sort of, and they show a scene from that film. And they'll show a scene from various other films. And so... And they all look perfect from that genre. So, in terms of a purely piece of cinematography, it looks beautiful. The problem is, it's all over the place. It's such it feels like an indulgent mess.
Right.
The script's not tight, and it's not funny. And I think the Coen Brothers do this a bit. They do these sprawling films, but I either like their films or I absolutely, you know, like True Grit, I'm not a big fan of. Fargo,
Fargo.
Big Lebowski's great. I wasn't a big fan of Inside Llewellyn Bowen.
Llewellyn Bowen. Did you see Burn After Reading?
No, but I loved A Serious Man, which a lot of people didn't like. I absolutely loved that. I thought it was great. But this is just, it's such a disappointment. It's just a mess. And I pretty much was fighting back sleep for some of it. It was really, really dull. And I was surprised. I went to see it. It came out a week before it was supposed to come out. And I was surprised actually showing these previews.
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to get really panned.
It's really strange, isn't it?
It's hard to... It's really odd when you watch a film and all the ingredients are there and it doesn't work.
Something hasn't
clicked. So you're there and your brain's telling you, well, it looks great. The acting's great.
Yeah.
It's shot really, really well.
That's so disappointing because I've said it before. I think I've said it on this podcast that even if a Coen Brothers film isn't quite for you, they're never boring.
Yeah.
And if this is boring, then that's a real shame.
I turned around to my girlfriend and I said, do you think this is boring? And she went, yes. And I said, yes, I do too. It was a real struggle to get through.
That's a shame. Well, I hope they're not doing that thing that quite a lot of directors do, of just going off the boil and they never recover. They just go down from there.
I don't know if they're too talented. I mean, it felt like... I raved about Youth that I saw recently, and that was a sprawling mess.
Yeah.
But I was constantly surprised, and I felt really... it was worth it for the tiny vignettes within it. Is that the right word?
Yeah, totally. I mean, because
but this is just—it's just.
Well, it's the same with comedy, isn't it? That you can—you don't have to have a story. You can do a sketch show, but sketch shows thrive on ideas, and you have to be constantly inventive and interesting. Otherwise, they'll just fall flat, in my opinion. You know, and films are the same. You know, story isn't vital as long as you remain interesting and you give the audience something to feel something with. And if it starts to become predictable and cliched and dull,
well, there's no real threat in this. It's a bit like with my problem with The Big Short.
Okay.
And the same here. It's all quite in studio. It's all quite, you know, about this. It's really the in joke of Hollywood, as if they've made it for themselves. But because they're all film stars, and it's got a quite Coen Brothers comedy feel to it, there's no real threat of anything going wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel that. Well, I hate they'll use that word jeopardy in that cliche, but there's absolutely none in this.
Yeah.
Like in Spotlight, you don't really care because they're all millionaires anyway, and they're all assholes. In this film, you don't especially like any of the characters, and I don't really care what happens to them.
Yeah.
You did a bit of acting, but I don't really care about your characters.
I caught a film recently on online, on Netflix or something, an equivalent, called Limitless. Have you heard of this one? Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Who takes a pill. It's now been turned into a TV show.
It makes him
It uses the entirety of his brain, so he becomes super clever, basically. But like all drugs, it ends up getting him in the end. But it makes him super clever. And the title, Limitless, is the idea of if you have limitless potential, what do you do? And the man who takes it is so boring.
Mm.
What he chooses to do with it is play the stock market to make millions of pounds. And then what's he do once he's got millions of pounds?
Go to the toilet.
He uses that portfolio to apply for a job in a big company so he can get a really big job making more millions of pounds. Boring man I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Your brain is capable of anything and you choose it to just look at spreadsheets so you can make some more money. It's really tedious. It should be called Limited.
I would like to make a pig have a human baby.
If you took Bradley Cooper's pill, you'd know how to do that.
Pig boy.
Give birth to a human baby.
I would give birth. I would find out how I could give birth
to a human baby. To a pig boy. To a half pig, half man.
Yes.
Okay.
How me as a male, I can do that.
You'd work it out probably within an afternoon.
Without having to have any sort of caesareans or anything like that.
Sure. Or operations on your body?
I don't want any bodily harm. I don't want any bits ripped or anything like that.
But you want to give birth?
Yes.
Without any bodily ripping?
Yes.
I mean, that would be brand new even without the pig baby thing.
But I think I've almost worked it out now. I just need... Yeah. 3 or 4 more IQ points and I can do it.
It's on the tip of your tongue. How do I do it?
I can just get... I can't get past the early stages of the feet.
Now I'm thinking too hard and I'm getting tired and I need a sleep. No, Bradley Cooper could have worked that out, but he chose instead to apply for a job with Robert De Niro. That's disappointing.
I mean, you'd think these are the worst... I can work it out that all these people I've met who work in the city are dickheads.
And chronically unhappy.
Maybe I'm a genius.
Maybe that's it.
Do you view it that as well?
What? Well, that's why I'm not working in a bank, Merrick, for the man. I'm working for myself. and the fans of Film Fandango for very little.
I'm not working.
You're not working at all, so you must be even cleverer.
I've done one day of work this week.
Okay. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
All right, well, do more of that then.
Do you know what? Give it... For the cinematography of it alone, I give it 4.
Oh, hail Caesar. Well, that is deeply disappointing. I now won't go and see it.
Don't, wait till it comes out.
Watch it on telly when it comes out, because I do like the Coens, and I want to believe that it's not over yet. I want more films out of them that are good. All right, well, hail Caesar. There we go. I think it's about time for this.
Here's a letter from Darren Rogers. Please read in the style of Boris Johnson. So I should read that. Yes. That's my go-to, the Boris Johnson voice. Yeah, you've got getting words. Hi, guys. I just saw The Martian, which I thought was good, but not great. And certainly not as good as Gravity, in my opinion. This got me thinking. What are your favourite space-related films? Moonraker, 2001, Star Wars. I have to go with Aliens myself. Keep watching the films and cheer up, Marek. Darren.
Favourite space-related films?
So many good ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you remember back in... you may not have listened to it. It was before you were a host on this podcast.
This is back a long time ago.
When I interviewed Justin Timberlake about his sci-fi film. Was it called In Time or Out of Time?
Justin Timberlake's been on this podcast.
Yeah, he's been on this. And
when they've only got 20 seconds left.
And it was so funny because... I opened by saying, you know, I was trying to be as polite about the film as possible because I'm right there with the man, you know, I'm a nice guy. And the film's fine. It just sort of meanders, it loses its way a bit. But I said, this has got a properly good sci-fi concept. I mean, it's proper sci-fi, like, you know, Blade Runner or Logan's Run. And he was like, oh, thanks very much. It sounds like Kermit the Frog. And I asked him some more questions, and then I asked, so did you like sci-fi growing up? Were you into it as a kid? He was like, oh yeah, I liked Blade Runner, Logan's Run. you liar, Justin Timberlake. And then he gave me a lolly, so it was fine. That's I didn't care.
They don't really count with space, do they?
Not space, no, just
2001
sci-fi.
2001 is amazing. Yeah. I really love Moon as well.
Moon's excellent. Duncan Jones... son of David Bowie, who's doing the new Warhammer film. Will be quite a departure from Moon. I hope so too. He's a very good director. I saw 2001 with a live orchestral score. That was amazing. Really good. It felt like theatre watching 2001 on a big screen, you know.
Yeah.
Space films. I mean...
You like Star Wars, don't
you? I love Star Wars, yeah. Still love Star Wars, despite everything it's done. Still love Star Wars. Alien, obviously.
Aliens.
Galaxy Quest.
That's a nice show.
Is bloody great. It's absolutely great. It's possibly the best Star Trek film.
What's the one where that guy lives alone with those two robots and he has to grow plants?
Silent Running.
Yeah.
It's good. I've not seen it in a long time. I remember it being quite sad. Flash Gordon.
Of course, Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Flash Gordon's brilliant.
It's ace. But space, you get... There's quite a few different genres in space films, aren't there? I mean, you get your sort of properly...
More proper space.
Bleak, like, astronaut films.
Yeah.
And then you get your space operas, like Star Wars and Flash Gordon, that are basically Lord of the Rings with spaceships.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. I'm sure we'll think of some more. If you want to tell us your favourite space films, then why not email us, dearfilmfandango@gmail.com. Or you can talk to each other about it, actually, facebook.com/filmfandango. Has anyone else written in?
Yeah. Thomas Mould.
What does he want? Hello, gents. I hope this email finds you well. I just thought I'd share a laugh that I had with you.
Oh.
Hello. Upon putting your latest podcast on my phone, I didn't realise that I'd accidentally tapped the playback speed to 0.5. You'd think most people would notice this straight away, but as Marek is partial to a joke in his introductions, I just thought he was pretending to talk like a drunk child. Obviously, when I did notice, I corrected the error. That was until David started to read a letter in Marek's voice. I had no choice but to slow the speed once again to comic effect, and that's exactly what I got. Absolutely hilarious. Basically, if Marek's work is completely dried up, at least the next time there is a voiceover role for a lubricated miner, he's a shoo-in. More of a note to say, keep up the good work. It's refreshing to hear a film podcast where the hosts speak genuinely about cinema and not be contrary for the sake of it. It's also nice to hear that you guys discuss shorts from time to time. If you ever have 50 minutes to kill, you're more than welcome to check out this one I made a couple of years ago with Reg from The Bill in it.
Oh, I must do that. What's it called?
I don't know. I have to follow the link, but we can put it up on our Facebook wall.
Yeah, let's do that.
Cool. If not, don't worry. That's cool. Whatevers. Keep up the good work. This is how everyone signs off emails, right? Cheers, Tom. P.S. I've noticed a distinct lack of Buddy in the podcast of late. It's a shame. He's still my favourite character.
What?
Well, Buddy is actually away on business this week, but he is usually here. He's just gotten better at sort of falling asleep while we prattle on. But Buddy, the podcast dog, for those not in the know, is he'll be about. He'll be back next week.
What have you been? You've seen it, something?
That's very well linked. Yes, a film actually that I've been wanting to see for a while, and in fact I talked about it in our roundup of the year's films of one I still want to see, way back in January, is a film called Nina Forever.
I've heard quite a lot about this. It's a British film. I've seen quite a lot of adverts.
Yeah, half of the budget was kickstarted. It's written and directed by two guys called the Blaine Brothers. They are brothers. And it is a really fun concept that I'm just amazed no one's done before. Because you know how the best horror films are sort of allegory for emotional torment of some kind. Like, a literal haunting is the filmic version of what would be just someone's haunted personality.
Like Carrie, maybe.
Sure, yeah. Well, this, the story is about a romance between a man and a woman, but the man is haunted by his ex-girlfriend who died in a car crash.
Oh, gosh.
But he's haunted by her quite literally. So whenever the two of them try to get close in his bed, his mangled girlfriend, bloodied girlfriend, crawls up through the bed and tries to hang out with them. And so it's a...
Does she see her as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just, you know... And so she's... It's a very dark comedy, basically. Comedy romance. But properly, you know, good concept. And it's a good story as well, actually. And the actors in it are excellent. I've not seen any of them before.
Is it on the cinema, or can you buy it online?
It's very, you know, grassroots. So they've been doing a thing. I can't remember the website, and I'm sorry I've not done my prep on this. But Google it, you'll find it. Where if they can get enough people saying they want a ticket to see it, then local cinemas will put it on. So you all sign up for it before, and then if you hit a certain amount, then it's going to be on.
What if you've got some friends round?
Well, it's on streaming services now as well. I caught up with it, I think, on Blinkbox, which has changed its name again. But it's one of those pay per view streaming things. But it's like rental price, like £3.50 or something, you know. But no, well worth a look. And also, one of the Blaine brothers is married to comedian Carrie Ad Lloyd, and they live up the road. So I'm just quite
pleased. Yeah, but she's in everything. She doesn't need the money.
Yeah, sure. But, well, to support her struggling filmmaker boyfriend. I mean, nobody makes monies in cinemas.
Nobody makes monies in cinemas.
Why did it go there for you?
I keep on doing that. It's really bad.
Why?
I keep on doing a sort of Jamaican or Nigerian accent for no reason.
Well, it's a very enjoyable one to do, I suppose.
It's not when you were just doing my one day of work. I just did it for no reason. I thought it was really inappropriate.
With people you'd only met that
day.
Yeah, that's not... They don't
really
know.
Really inappropriate. What's wrong with that guy? Well, we won't be working with him again.
He's from Nigeria.
I could get away with it.
It's possible. There's a comedian called Tony Hendricks who's from Jamaica.
Oh, yes, yeah.
He's a white guy, but he's properly brought up in Jamaica.
There we go.
It does happen. But Nina Forever, it's again one of those I don't really want to spoil, but I really enjoyed it. And it's properly good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Catch it. Nina Forever. It's dark. It's properly dark as well. I mean, its tagline is a fucked up fairy tale, and I think that's pretty accurate.
Swearing on a tagline.
Well, it's starred out, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah. But that's it, really.
Yeah, that'll do. Both of us
lean over.
Both of us lean over to check how long we've been talking for.
And you know what? For a free podcast, that's enough.
Yeah. That's quite enough talking.
Talking. I'm sorry I don't have more insight and, you know, critical analysis of Nina Forever, other than I don't want to spoil it, especially when the director lives around the corner and could beat me up.
But, did someone give birth to a pig in it? A big boy?
No. No. So that's still safe. That's still yours.
It would be really annoying if I spent all that time working and have to give birth to a pig, and then someone did the day before.
Someone else gave birth to a
pig.
Yeah,
that happened to me. Someone
and then you would have to go through the process of giving birth to a pig, but
not pig, pig boy.
Pig
sorry.
Boy, but with no record to get from it.
Yeah, it'd just be, oh, he's done. And it'd feel like I've copied him.
Well, it's a lot like those, I don't know, I'm bringing this up, I'm bringing it down again, but you hear these sort of urban legends about a paper releasing, you know, a story about the 499th person has thrown themselves from this bridge, and the next morning they find five people at the bottom because they all wanted to be the 500th. It's really weird, but it happens, apparently.
Wow.
Really strange.
I hope I don't drive under that bridge on an outside. It'd be dangerous, wouldn't it?
Would be. Fallen peoples.
Well, on that happy note.
Happy note. We'll be back next week. Where I'll probably try not to bring up suicide as the last thing that we ever talk about. But
why not? Why not follow us on Twitter?
Yeah, do that. We're at Film Fandango. Yeah, don't just, you know, at us. Follow us, and then we'll know that, you know, we're liked.
At Marit Larwood. At Mr. David Reed.
That's right.
Why not subscribe to my YouTube channel?
Oh, we can do that. What's that?
I just thought I'd say it. Wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Do.
It's Marit Larwood. Why not go on my YouTube channel, watch a video, and click on an advert, and I get 1p each time someone does that. So I make roughly 3p a day.
Is that how it works? You don't get paid unless they click.
You get paid unless someone clicks on an advert.
Oh, why that's not bad, because they are still getting advertising
yeah.
off you.
So why not go in and watch some videos and click on the advert, and then you think, ah, oh, rather than listen to Marit moaning, he'll be talking next week how he's made 17p or something.
I mean, do that. Do what Marit says. I prefer, if you're going to do one or the other, you donate to Film Fandango rather than giving Marit 1p.
You can do both.
I'd rather you go to filmfandango.co.uk and follow the links from there. But whatever you want to do, guys, it's your life, it's your money.
But when you see those adverts on things, you think, oh, it's annoying adverts.
Yeah.
It's much better if you go, actually, I'll click, if I watch a video I like, and I talked about it before, I'll click on it and go, do you know what? I'm actually making them pay.
I've just stolen 1p off Nissan. I'm never going to buy a Nissan.
I'm making those Nissan people pay and give money to my friend.
Give 1p to Marit Nissan.
Yeah. If 80 billion people...
far more the population of the Earth clicked on that Nissan advert, then Marit would have 80 billion pence. That's a lot.
And they'll probably... Don't pick on the latest one. Go and watch an old video, a sporadic video. Don't watch... If everyone starts clicking on the newest video's advert, they're going to think it's a fraud... And I'll probably...
No, they'll think that's a spike and they'll want to up the amount of money they're spending.
Click on a random video's advert.
Okay. All right.
But what... donate to Film Fandango.
Do that too. Or not. Or not. Whatever you want to do, guys. All right. We'll be back next week. In the meantime,
keep watching
the films. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.